Off the coast of Honolulu today, Navy divers plan to board the Ihimimaru. It will be the first time anyone has entered the Japanese fishing boat since it sank more than 8 months ago. Deep-sea divers are hoping to recover the remains of 9 men and boys who went down with the ship after the USS Greenville, a submarine, accidentally rammed its hull on February 9th. Mike Gordon has been covering the story for the Honolulu Advertiser.
The Navy has been able to move the Ihimimaru 14 nautical miles from the site where it sank in 2,000 feet of water to a location very close to the Honolulu International Airport, about a mile off the reef runway. It's now sitting on the bottom, a very sandy bottom, described as a desert-like area with no living coral. It's about 115 feet deep. Yesterday, Monday, some scuba divers were able to enter the water and get their first real look at the ship to see if there are any hazardous items on the deck, anything that could foul other divers who will be looking for remains. No one has seen the Ihimimaru except through video cameras on the remotely operated vehicles that they have used for the past couple of months here.
How did they actually move the ship?
They were able to rig two very large straps underneath the ship. Imagine a children's playground swing, those black swings that bend upward, the little plastic ones. That's the same shape. They're able to get these underneath the ship and then rig them up to very heavy-duty cables. But it was not easy, and it took them about a month longer than they anticipated. Basically, they had two plans to do this, and both of them didn't work exactly as they anticipated. The first one was to drill holes underneath the ship on the seafloor and then pull cables through it. That didn't work. The second one was to pick it up and place the straps underneath it. That didn't work. At one point, they actually dropped the ship. The sling broke and it fell. But they were able to get it together, to get it rigged with a third try, which allowed them to pick up the front of the ship. Part of their concern when they started this was that the Ihimimaru would not be very structurally intact, that it had been damaged by the Greenville and by the time that it hit the seafloor. It had been traveling at supposedly 65 miles an hour when it landed on the seafloor.
Given the size of this vessel, 830 tons, I believe, and how deep it was where it sank, this, I gather, as undersea salvage operations go, was, if not unprecedented, certainly very, very unusual.
The Navy has said it's unprecedented, and I haven't come across anything like this. The Navy, from the very beginning, did tell reporters that they've lifted items from far greater depths, but they were all small. For instance, a fighter jet from a depth of 16,000 feet, but never something as large as a complete ship.
Was the reason for persevering with this salvage operation, was it simply to make good on the promise to the families of the Japanese victims of the sinking, or would the Navy otherwise, in any case, have tried to raise the vessel?
Basically, when we've asked them, why have you continued with the cost, it's now up to $60 million, they said, well, we promised. We said we would do it, it was the right thing to do, and they did it.
And did the divers, or for that matter the remote cameras, have they given back any report of remains on the ship?
The Navy has said they have not seen any remains yet. Of the 9 people who were killed in this collision, they only expect to find 5 to 7 sets of remains.
Well, Mike Gordon, thank you very much.
No problem. Aloha.
Mike Gordon, reporter for the Honolulu Advertiser, spoke to us from Honolulu.